a few things going on around the area this weekend. Now, you thought the 4th of July weekend was probably pretty busy, and gee whiz, how can we top that? Well, maybe we can't necessarily top it, but we can sure definitely try around the area. You got a couple of different activities going on around the region this weekend for folks to get out and enjoy. One of them going on over in the town of Casey, as Casey Fun Days is this weekend, and they're celebrating Mardi Gras Madness. Let the good times roll. That's their theme for this weekend and the theme for their big parade coming up on Saturday as well. They're going to start some of the activities here tonight. In fact, the Bago tournament's getting bigger and bigger. You play Bago at all? I mean, it seems like everybody plays Bago these days.
I think everybody's played it once or
you don't know what it is?
No.
Well, go sit in the corner. Bago, you know, they have the board out there with the hole cut in it, and you throw the bags that are full of corn or sand or what what have you, and you try to score points. It's a fun game. Remember when we had lawn darts?
Yeah.
Before some government nut job told us it was dangerous and we couldn't do it anymore.
We can't do that anymore.
They always throw cold water on everything that's fun.
You can do it if you can find them.
Yeah,
I got them.
Oh, we got still got them back home in my mom and dad's house someplace. But yeah, well, you know, we used to do. It's kind of along the same principle, except you throw little bags at a hole in the thing. I mean, there are all kinds of different ways to do that, but Bago really has caught on. People really love that, and tournaments like that will draw people from all over the place to come in and compete. The folks that are good are actually quite good. They're very good at it. 6 o'clock tonight, they're going to do a Bago tournament. The fire department hosting that at the fire station in Casey, and that'll always be big. And they've got a beer garden there at 6 o'clock as well tonight. But tomorrow they've got a full day of events over at Casey. They're going to start by raising the flag in the morning, and they'll have some awards presentations because they have things like Citizen of the Year, and they have a flower barrel contest during the course of the year that they do as well, so they'll present some of those awards. But they actually have a couple of different parades tomorrow over in Casey. One's a kids' parade, and that starts at 9 o'clock in the morning. And then the other is the big parade, and that'll get underway at 10:30 tomorrow morning. Again, Mardi Gras Madness, Let the Good Times Roll is their theme for that. So if you can dress it up like that, they'd love to have that. The Lutheran Women's Bake Sale will be in the morning. There are lots of kids' activities going on through the day as well. Activities, games, different types of things like that. The Methodist Church will be selling putting together a pretty good lunch starting at 11 o'clock tomorrow as well with a full menu. They have a sand volleyball tournament. There's a kids' pedal pull in the afternoon. They have homemade ice cream, a cakewalk. Boy, combine the two and you got something there, don't
you?
There
you go.
Also in the afternoon, they have something that's kind of... Have you ever watched the show Minute to Win It?
No.
I mean, it's kind of a goofy principle, but it's based on just household parlor games.
Yeah.
And you got 1 minute to, you know, use a straw to blow a marble from here to there or something. You know, it's just house stuff you find around the house. Nothing fancy. Stuff that we've kind of concocted for little parlor games all over the years when we've had friends over. Well, they made a TV show out of it. Now all those things are popular again. So they're going to do their own version at 2 o'clock tomorrow at the community building. And even if you don't participate in that, it's kind of fun to watch.
Oh yeah,
it's fun to see other people fail at goofy things.
it's kind of the games that like the 10 and 12 year olds around the house come up with when they're looking for something to do.
When you're bored, when you're 8 years old, you don't know what to do, and the creative mind starts to move. But that'll be tomorrow afternoon. They got water fights for the kids. They'll have dinner, a chicken breast dinner at 5:30 tomorrow night. Bingo, and then Stone Throw will be the band that'll be featured at the dance that the fire department will be sponsoring as well. And that's all sponsored by the Casey Service Club. So Casey Fun Days tomorrow. Now, if that's not enough, this is the 129th Old Soldiers Reunion in Griswold this week, and they've been doing this for a good long time, and it's tonight and again tomorrow, and they've got a lot of things involved with this, too. If you just look at the list of events, that's just a part of it. There are some other associated events that should be kind of fun, and one of those events is really going to light up your taste buds, hopefully. You're sure going to smell it when you come around the area. But coming up yet today, they have a tractor ride that's going on today. In fact, that'll get going here just about 15 minutes or so from now. The Cass County Museum is open. They'll have adult water fights tonight at the fire station. In the city park, they'll have the annual Reunion Queen contest, and that'll start at 7 o'clock. They've got lots of other things going on as well. A class of 1986 reunion dance at the Griswold Community Building also, which is open to the public, that starts at 9 o'clock tonight. Also, that tomorrow, The Pancake Man will get the breakfast thing going at 7 o'clock at the fire station. They'll have a Friends of the Library book sale. The Tractor Show and Shine will be held at the Rush IH Antique Farm display. And also they'll have the American Legion Auxiliary Membership Coffee. There'll be an antique tractor pull. The Cass County Museum will be open again. They'll have kids' water fights. There's a horseshoe contest. Also the adult tractor pull will be at noon tomorrow. And then the grand parade for the Soldiers' Reunion gets underway at 6 o'clock. That's tomorrow night, and that'll start from the high school. They'll run down Main Street, and Veterans Memorial Park dedication will follow the parade. And then they'll have a gun drawing also following the dedication, as they've been selling a rifle raffle tickets for $10 each. And also in the Griswold City Park, tomorrow night, they'll have little kids' tractor pull. They'll have express train rides. There'll be bounce houses, all kinds of things to keep them busy while you're having a good time, probably some other area of the park. But the Optimist Law Enforcement and Teacher Appreciation will be held tomorrow night. And then Judd Hoos will be the featured band for the Main Street Dance, the street dance north of Main Street on Cass tomorrow night. That starts at 9:30. So lots of things there. And as we mentioned, too, not only is there food in the city park, but they're going to have a smoked meat dinner as well, because they're having a smoked meat contest. I'm trying to remember. It's brisket, and I think they've got pork butt and something else going on there, too. I think baked beans they're doing as well. So if you've ever been around where they're having these smoked meat contests, I mean, these folks are going to start the smoking and stuff this evening, and it's going to go on through the night into tomorrow. Well, even if you're not hungry, you feel hungry when you start smelling.
Maybe they need a couple extra judges.
Well, you know, I do like my food. But yeah, it's just a wonderful atmosphere to be around. So hope you get a chance to do that. And then that smoked meat after the judging, they're going to, of course, have that dinner available tomorrow, too. So you'll be able to enjoy that fireman's cook-off smoked meat that will be left over tomorrow. So hope you get a chance to enjoy some of that. And then also, one note about the Griswold Soldiers' Reunion also. That if you're used to the traditions that they have there, one difference now, too, is that there won't... That's the one event that they've had during the year where they've always had two parades. They've always had a parade on Friday night and then another one on Saturday. Well, it's kind of complicated and, you know, busy work to do to get all that stuff organized. So this year, just the one parade, and that'll be Saturday night starting at 6 o'clock, the Soldiers' Reunion Grand Parade. So Saturday night at 6 for the parade. They'll finish things up then Sunday as well. The Our Lady of Grace Catholic Church will hold a brunch on Sunday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. that folks are invited to attend as well. So lots of stuff going on, and when you start talking about things that have been going on for a good long time, 129 years now for the Soldiers' Reunion. Pretty impressive.
Little info to add to that I was just informed of, the dance tomorrow night in Griswold is free.
So that's perfect. Is free. That's perfect. So you can spend all your money on the smoked meat.
There you go.
There you
fill up and dance it off.
That sounds like a plan to me. So lots of things going on here around the area. So if you're bored this weekend and you find yourself sitting around at home doing nothing, wondering, gee whiz, I wish there was something to do, it's your own fault.
Yeah.
People put a lot of work and effort into planning all these types of things, hoping to come up with lots of good ideas for you to keep yourself busy. So hope you get a chance to get out and enjoy some of that. And in some respects, those can be more than just soldiers' reunions. They can be family reunions, too. A lot of folks get together each year to enjoy some of those different activities. So hope you get a chance to get out and do some of those things. Do it with friends and family. It's always a lot more fun that way.